Let's catch up with Louise Cooper, markets analyst from BGC Partners. What do you think, Louise?
I'm about as optimistic as Jonty, actually, to be fair. I mean, what's interesting is they've taken these old bonds and exchanged into new bonds. And these new bonds are much longer dated, much longer maturities. They begin trading on Monday. So today we got some indicative pricing in prices of them in what's called the when-issued grey market. And they suggest that from Monday, the yield on these bonds, the sort of borrowing costs on these bonds, will be something like 15 to 20%. Now, that is a distressed debt. So what that tells you is even with this massive write-down that's taken months and months to arrange, that's caused so many problems, that's forced Greece to insert these collective action clauses and caused all this grief and stress, even all this has happened, it's still essentially junk bonds. Even the new shiny debt indicates that Greece will need to come back in the future, ask for more money, could well default, and could well be back. We could be back in this stage for 6 months. So all of this effort, and it still has not reduced Greece debt to a sustainable level.
What's the alternative?
I'm not sure there is one. You know, there's just too much debt. I mean, my view on Greece is it's almost unsavable. And the amount of political will in the euro area that has been, I can't say the word wasted, but that's the word I kind of want to use, wasted on Greece. To me, the political will, in saving the country that to me almost can't be saved, means that other countries that can be saved, like Portugal or Spain, when they come and they say to Germany, you know what, we need some concessions, we need some bailout cash, we need some help, Germany will say, I've done it before, we're not doing it again. And it's a bit like the bondholders, the debt holders, they will say the same. They've taken huge losses on Greece, 70% plus. And by the way, the fact that the new bonds will trade so badly on Monday, or suggest will trade so badly, means their losses are actually greater than 70%. They're going to go, we've done this before. And so an awful lot of political capital and investors' capital has been used up on Greece. And therefore, when the other countries come and need some help, it won't be forthcoming.
Louise, thank you. Jonty, if anything, I think Louise successfully outgloomed you, which is...
I thought that sigh in the middle was far longer than any
idea. Did you say anything else after
that? No, that was it.